KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Hello. This devotional is titled, How to Tap into God's Mercy and Favor for Your Situation, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Romans chapter 9 verse 13, King James Version. This statement has nothing to do with whether Esau was good or bad, but why would God hate Esau and love Jacob? What did Esau do wrong eventually? He sold his birthright. Was Jacob also wrong at the time? Yes, he was a deceiver. But then, something significant happened along the way, and that was the game changer. Jacob encountered God and God changed his identity. Jacob became Israel. But then, here is another statement I want you to see. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Romans 9 verse 15, King James Version. Who doesn't want mercy? Or who doesn't want compassion? But then, let's remember he was saying this to Moses in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it is a new story altogether. By virtue of the blood of Jesus that has been poured upon the mercy seat by the Lord Jesus himself, mercy is available for you and I. There is no loving of Jacob or hating of Esau. The scriptures now says, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, King James Version. Today, don't allow the devil to push you into a corner in your thoughts. When you look over to your friend who tells a lot of lies and is not born again like you, you feel like writing your own scripture. Lord, what is wrong with me? Angela who tells lies, have you loved? Me that serve you daily, have you hated? Or you go like, Lord, all my friends have you loved because they are all married. Me, have you hated because I am still single? Or, Lord, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, have you loved because their marriage is beautiful? But me, have you hated because I have an uncooperative spouse? There is nothing like that under the new dispensation. You are to go boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace. Whatever situation you find yourself now, you need to strongly stand upon God's word. The devil will try all he can to make you think God dislikes you or God loves others more than you. The moment you believe that lie, everything begins to happen to confirm exactly just that. You see, it is about your mind. You need to come to a place in your relationship, marriage, and life that you learn to embrace God's love in all its fullness. God does not hate you. God does not dislike you. God is not using your background to punish you. God is not getting back at you for a sin you committed 5 years ago. My Father is not like that. Rather, He is a loving and compassionate God. All He wants from you is repentance, and you will experience a beautiful forgiveness. Change your mindset. You are not disadvantaged. You are not an unfortunate child of God. You are a blessed child of God. If there is anything in your life right now that doesn't reflect His glory in your life, simply go boldly to the throne of grace and commune with your God. He will visit you and turn things around for you. Today, I pray for you. May you experience God's mercy and favor in fullness in your situation in Jesus' name. It is mercy that suspends judgment. It is mercy that disgraces the rules. It is one day of favor that can cancel 10 years of labor. I say again, concerning your relationship, wedding, marriage, business, work, may you experience God's mercy and favor in Jesus' name. You will make progress in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Adebola Ayoade.
Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.